Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring. You're gonna get bored by baseball.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
This is Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Something that Roman Anthony has been starving to hear. There's nobody I'd rather be talking to than Roman Anthony.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are you so like, what?
Can we have? I'm excited.
Are you excited?
Yeah, all right. I can't contain it.
The first question is when you hit, as we sit here, you hit a home run the day before. Science and math and highlights to confirm that, correct?
Correct.
When you hit the home run, what was the first thing that came in your mind?
You.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder where he is and if he saw it.
Remember, you said you vowed back in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
You said every time I hit a home run, first thing I'm going to think of, because we said home runs are good.
That's right. It was you.
All right. What did it feel good to hit a home run in a game? Tell me, like, I've never hit a home run.
Yeah.
But, like, when you come back and you put in all the work, I'm here to build you up. You put in all
Thanks.
The work. Yeah, welcome.
Thanks.
You put in all the work. You do all the traject machine. You do all that stuff. You talk to me. And you talk, like, you go through all of it. And then you hit a home run for the first time. I know you hit another home run, right? But when you hit, like, is that, what's that feeling like? Is that a bad question? I think it's a good question.
No, it's a good question. They all, I think the simple answer is they all kind of feel the same, to be honest.
Even those, the ones that you like, you had gone down this road and you said, you know, to get to this point, I wonder if I ever hit a home run again.
Well, no, those definitely, those feel good in a different way that I hit a home run. I'm like, oh, I can still hit a home run. That's good to know. But other than that, like a home run, whether it's on the backfield of a Fort Myers field where nobody is, or in Fenway or in the WBC, like there's almost just that feeling you get when you hit a home run. It's just like, wow, that feels good. And obviously when you look back at it, or you look at the situation, or you're in a packed out Fenway Park doing it, it hits a little bit different when you look back at it. But the feeling in itself is just a pretty... It's a pretty good feeling.
When you hit, so you hit one in Syracuse, right? Was that, I lose track. Where did you hit the first one when you came back?
In your Portland.
Oh, Portland. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, Portland is the Syracuse of Maine.
Yeah.
So when you hit that, like you said, every home run feels good, but did that one, okay, all right, this is what I remember this, right? You know, I don't want to overstate it, but I think it should be highlighted.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... Well, one, that was my first day, so I was like, all right, this, not only is it in there, it was on my first day, so that's good to know.
Yeah.
And we can build off that. But yeah, I think just like I said, you know, anytime you I mean, this is my first time coming back from a long injury and returning that same year. So I think anytime you miss an extended period of time and you come back and you have the sense that, like, okay, my timing is still pretty solid and, like, I'm, you know, it's still baseball. It's still a pitcher. I'm still competing in the box no matter where I am.
But it's been a while since you've done that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, like, you had been in a while since you've done that with the uncertainty of, you know, having to come back with a healthy wrist hand.
Yeah, and I didn't do it a whole lot this year either, so it's good to know.
But you did hit one.
I hit one.
Yeah.
I pinch hit homer this year.
Opposite field.
Yeah, so.
Houston, I remember.
Yeah, it's good to know that I can start a game and hit a homer this year. That's also.
Oh, that's right. You still haven't started. Yeah.
So that's good to know. I look forward to doing that when I get back. But yeah, no, all those things on a serious level are just good. You know, it's good to kind of, especially now for me where I'm at and trying to get back up there as soon as possible. I think it's just, you know, you want to compete, you want to check boxes in terms of, okay, am I feeling good? Am I getting enough at bats? Am I responding well the next day? And all those answers have been yes so far. So it's very good.
Do you remember the day that you turned the corner? Like you probably thought you turned corners at various times, but the day you can look back and, like, that was the day it turned the corner. Do you remember that day?
Yeah. I don't know the date. Exactly.
No, that's all right.
We were in Fort Myers and we had done like a little ultrasound on it and saw that the previous MRI that was all swollen, there was no swelling anymore. And we had a pretty good idea that where we were at and where we were progressing was in a way that starting to swing and do things to it aren't going to really, like, hurt it.
So that was before you swung. You had the MRI. You saw that it looked better on the MRI.
The ultrasound. Yeah. The ultrasound gave us a sense that there wasn't a ton of inflammation and that it wasn't, you know, super swollen. And then either that day or the next day, it was shortly after that, I kind of, like, took some air swings and was, like, looking at our trainer, like, man, that feels pretty good.
Really? And how long had it been since you did that?
Well, we were doing a bunch of different things with, like, pronators and not necessarily baseball bats as much, just because we weren't trying to go, like, 0 or 100 mode. We were trying to, like, find that middle ground, find something lighter, like a fungo, certain things. And it was still tricky. It still felt like when I took a legitimate game swing or close to it that it wasn't good. And then I hit a day where I took a swing and then it was good, and then I took a swing against like a med ball almost.
Yeah.
While our trainer was holding it and felt that impact and felt it stop and it was good. And I kind of just kept smiling it and hitting it harder.
Really? Were you waiting? Like, I mean,
like at the point where I was like, let me just find this.
Really?
And you know, just trying to hit it harder and harder and harder, and it was good. And yeah. So for me that freed me up in a sense of like, you know, let's go head off a tee right now.
Yeah, and then it didn't hurt when you hit off the tee.
No, and then you know they kind of had to tell me like a little bit to pump the brakes and like let's take today as a win and move on to tomorrow. Yeah. See how we recover and not really just jump the gun too much. But and then it was like the next day it was just like, all right, let's hit the tee now. And when we hit the tee, like it's like some 10 swings of underhand flips, and that felt good. And then it was like, all right, what's tomorrow? I was like, all right, tomorrow we'll do some flips and just do a few different sets of flips and see how that responds and kind of add on and add on. And you kind of get the memo. And once we hit day 3 or 4 where it was like, you know, we were responding well and it was good and like showing up to the complex feeling good, ready to hit, it was like.
No setback. Like,
no.
I mean, from you basically from that time you were the whack of that med ball.
Yeah.
It was like.
Oh, yeah. There was, and the big thing was like as I did it, like the first few swings sometimes I'd feel a little stiff, feel a little weird, as you would kind of expect, you know, when you come back from an injury, but it was more so like the more reps I did, the better I felt. So that really like freed me up in a sense of like, hey, let's keep adding on and let's get out of here. And that's what we did.
Literally, let's get out of here.
Yeah,
with all due respect to the Lee County Tourism Board.
Yeah.
What was that like when, you know, you had to go to Florida, right? I mean, it's. Yeah. I said I got a great analogy. You watch the Rocky movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rocky IV.
Yeah.
Right. You were like basically going into Siberia to like with the logs, like with the snow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. That was good. It was one of those things where we had sent a few guys and we had a packed IL at the time, and the way that it really goes is, like, in the most standard way to put it, is that when you have a bunch of guys in the IL and guys with longer-ish term injuries, it's, you know, clear out some space.
And they explained all this to you because, like, you're like, you probably were like, I have to go to Florida?
Yeah. So they had cleared a few guys out shortly before I did. And at that point, I think right after that, Marcelo and Izzy went on the IL, and obviously theirs was quicker. And with where I was at, where the MRI showed, it made, you know, the best sense to send me there and continue to do my stuff there. And I think the biggest thing is, like, you know, we all know how Fenway is. It's not huge inside. There's not a ton of room. So when you get a lot of guys in the IL, it feels like you almost feel like you're kind of in the way. So, you know, you show up early, you do your stuff early, and then you kind of hang around and support the boys, obviously. But I think for everyone, for the trainers, for, you know, other guys, players that need to get their work in order to play that day, it's easier, you know, for longer-term guys to kind of just go down there.
I felt bad because when you went down, I think Trace had said, you know, there's a lot going on, like, so he doesn't have to be bothered by interviews. And I was literally the only one that did an interview. I'm like, I don't think you said anything wrong. I think
I actually asked Trace. I was like, hey, I can't do this.
Can you go? Yeah, this is like, see, you immediately ran from doing the interview to him. Yeah. So, whatever. I apologize, even though I don't think I should apologize.
No, I'm just kidding.
So what was it like there? Like, I know there's other guys there. People, like, don't understand. Like, so, like, there's other people there. It's not like you're by yourself, but still, it's one thing to be in spring training and where there's a lot of guys there, but what time do you get to the facility, especially when you're not swinging? Like,
yeah, it was a crazy switch, and it was tough. It was real long days of, you know, when you're not at the field and when you're not around the guys and when you're not staying for the game and when you're not like you do your stuff, and there's only so much you can do sometimes with certain injuries, and a lot of it is, like, resting, right? So it's like when you're not around the guys, you're not able to stay for games, and you show up at 7-8 in the morning, and you're out of the complex. You know, even if you hang around and drag it out, you're out by noon, right? Something like that.
You have
all day to kind of just, like, sit around and until 7 o'clock.
You're a bell tower, right? Bell tower.
No, we don't stay there anymore. They put us at the Devil Tree, and
over by the Peaks.
I was there until the roof leaked onto my clothes and ruined my entire suitcase.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
So how long were you there before the roof leaked?
Like 2 weeks.
And the roof just started leaking on your clothes.
Yeah, the AC from above, like, dripped down onto my suitcase and got stuck to all my clothes. Couldn't really wash it out. And that was kind of my cue.
You had to get whole new clothes?
Yeah, that was kind of my cue to just get an Airbnb. So,
oh, did you?
Yeah. And then I went over and just kind of stayed closer to, like, Bonita Springs.
You know
where that is.
How long did you have an Airbnb? What was the timetable? The hotel, leak? Airbnb.
I think I had an Airbnb for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, jeez, you were there a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Like 3 weeks, I think it was.
Okay.
But yeah, I think to answer, like, your general question about, you know, what's it like? It's long days. It's like you're watching the guy. It's weird, right? You're like sitting in Florida watching your team play on TV, and it made it better that they were winning every single day, which was awesome to watch and see. So. That makes it good, but I think when you're just kind of like sitting there, it's a weird feeling, right? Like, you know, it's not as weird when you're in the dugout and you're.
Well, the thing is, you could work out at Fenway, and then that's cool. You work out, you do everything, and then hey, I get to sit in the dugout. Like, we talked about this the last time, like how, like, you can help guys, how you can talk to guys, how you can cheer for guys.
Yeah,
you can't. I mean, with all due respect to whatever you're watching on TV,
Yeah, it's just different, right? I think when you're playing, when you're in the dugout, when you're at a baseball game, even as a fan watching, like, it's different than watching on TV. You notice different things. You communicate in different ways, right? So I think, but for me, when I went down to Fort Myers, I still kept in touch with the guys as much as I could. And communicated with them pre, post game, things like that. Try to continue to just be a good teammate and be there for the guys. But yeah, it's definitely a different feel that you know, nobody likes for sure. I think it's just kind of one of those things where they tell you, and you know, you want to be a good teammate, you want to clear out some space, make sure that guys can do everything they can, you're not in the way. So that part of it, you know, you feel good about making sure that, you know, you're being the best teammate and going to Fort Myers, so that way guys can get their stuff done. But definitely there's part of that is like, man, I feel like I'm on a deserted island right now.
But now you're getting off. Congratulations.
Yeah. So
tell me how, I don't know if you were asked this the other day, tell me how you found out about Marcelo getting traded.
Yes, so I, what was I doing? I think I was just like something simple, like cooking dinner.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been on my phone like right when the deadline, because it was towards the back end of the deadline. There was kind of like a dead few 10, 15 minutes. And we had some big news obviously prior to that. And then I kind of just like put my stuff down. I think I was making dinner, and then, it was one of those things where, like, kind of right away your phone starts to just blow up, and like, is it Marcelo stuff? Like, everyone wants to know, like I'm the
GM. But not from Marcelo, from everybody else.
Yeah, just from like friends, people who know how close I am, and things like that. So, that was something where I kind of just went on, and from the texts that I had, or from like the calls that I had with other people, of like, hey, is this true? Is this true? And then obviously you find out it is true. And then I talked to him shortly after.
Yeah.
He had actually texted me, and I had so many texts from other people about it that I like lost his text in there.
So when you talked to him, he said, why didn't you text me? He's like, I did.
I saw him text me, and I immediately was like, oh man, and I answered, and we called, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's, I mean, listen, I've talked to plenty of guys about being traded, but it's, we don't talk to a lot of guys about other guys being traded, guys that you came up with. And like how this is, we talk about the business. Usually you talk about the business of baseball when you're traded.
Yeah.
You don't talk about the business of baseball when the guy you came up with and you're best friends with, whatever, is traded.
Yeah.
That was the business of baseball.
Yeah. I think it's just...
Did it hit like you thought it would?
Yeah, it was weird. At first it felt like it wasn't like real in a sense, I guess. It, you know, you kind of, like you just said, you almost like live with somebody every spring training and every year. And like, even we got to the big leagues last year, we lived together. So it was like, that was pretty much just like my roommate, like my brother in a sense. So like, we kind of just did everything together. It was kind of just a non-negotiable. We go to dinner, or one of our families are in town, like the other one's coming with. So it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, it becomes so like just second nature that like he's just there, and it's like, oh, he's never gonna leave, right? So then
This is the thing, is like, I think I took a picture of you guys in spring training, and I'm like, in 20 years you guys are gonna be hanging up that picture of you guys in Red Sox uniforms.
Yeah.
And like, this is just how it's gonna be.
Yeah.
And that's probably what you're thinking.
Yeah I think that's it's the beauty of the game we play, right? It's so like, you know, it just keeps you on your toes so much, and you learn so much every day, and there's just new things happen, and we've gotten to experience it. And again, it's funny, we've gotten to experience it kind of together, him and I, the trade deadlines over the past few years. Guys in the clubhouse that we were both really close with, like, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then I think the biggest thing that you learn though, and you know, is that when, you know, when you have a relationship with somebody and you're super close to somebody, just because they go to a different team, or, you know, it's not like we're never going to see them again. So yeah, I mean, it sucks, and we talked about it a lot, and you know, when you look at all the memories and you create so many memories with somebody, it's like, it definitely sucks at first. And you know, for me and for him being the younger guys, and like, for me, I always had that comfort coming up of like, you know, having Kyle, having Christian, having him, having these guys that were like young, like myself, in similar situations as myself, kind of in the limelight with each other. So I think, yeah, it starts to fade off. Guys get traded. Things happen, and then you just learn that that's just part of the game. With that, you know, you trust that, you know, they do what's best for the team at the current moment, and whether you agree with it, whether you don't agree with it, like, that's just baseball. And whatever relationship you have, like, it's a business. And so, you know, me and him are still, you know, we still talk all the time, and Yeah. Our relationship doesn't change.
You're talking to the enemy now. It's the Giants. What's going on?
Yeah.
But you said it yourself, man. Like, this is life. It's like you're going to remain friends.
Yeah.
I'm here to build you up. I'm here to make you feel okay.
Yeah, that's right. You're still here. You haven't got traded yet.
You ask my wife that. Contract's up in another year.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
So when the subject of you came up, I would say everybody should remember how good this guy is, that there's a reason why you're hitting leadoff. There's a reason why you're in the MVP conversations and everything else. And I know that you can have to do like 10 toes down one day at a time and everything else, but there must be also an anxiousness to like put everything else in the rear view and be like, okay, let's get back on that conversation. And I know that I'm asking you to talk about yourself, so yeah. I apologize, but still, like, that was the conversation, right? And then it wasn't the conversation. And so now you hit home runs, science and math would suggest that can get back in the, you know what I'm saying? Are you anxious to get that conversation back?
Yeah, well, I think first, like, I've learned quickly and, you know, luckily I've experienced a lot at a young age and came into the league at a young age last year and still am pretty very young. So I think like I'm grateful that I've gotten to experience very high highs and like the opposite where, you know, you get hurt and suddenly there's new things, you know, being said or talked about every single day about you, true or untrue.
I know that you're not a big social media guy, but were you shocked by any of it?
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked by the majority of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be honest, like, I've learned, again, that, like I said, when you're not playing and when you're not on the field, when you're not performing, like, you know, unfortunately, there's just, there's nothing you can really do to avoid any of that stuff. And I've learned that, and I've learned that, you know, obviously, I hold myself to a very high standard. I hold myself accountable for everything when I show up every single day, as well as my teammates do, as well as the fans in the city do, and I understand that. And when I signed here, you know, last year, I understood that that's all the things that come with it, and I was ready to take that head on. I still am. But I think to see some things when, you know, that just aren't true and things that are said and I've said it before, everyone kind of has their own opinion. Everyone has a phone. Everyone has the ability to log on and make a free social media account and say whatever they want, whether it's true or not, and write whatever they want, which is, you know, a little bit unfortunate sometimes. But, you know, in the end of the day, it's like you said it best, you know, when you get back out on the field and hit a home run or do things and do what you're, you know, supposed to do, which is play baseball and be healthy, it all kind of takes care of itself.
Did you have to talk friends and family down? Because I know that's... That was the
biggest part, right? Yeah. Like, you don't even have... So, for me, like, not having a lot of it, not seeing a lot of it, or really any of it, and friends or family sending it to me, and whether it's, like, a joke or whether them being, like, what is this? Like, you know, like, just laughing about it. It's like, oh, well, I actually didn't see that until you sent me that. I don't know what that is, to be honest. That's you know, John Smith on Reddit, who God knows... how old, or if that's even a real person, saying something about a crazy rumor about a teammate or me. So, again, everyone, you know, people get too caught up in it nowadays, which is the unfortunate part. And again, anyone can say anything. And I've learned that being on the good side of it and being on the bad side of it. And so I'm just glad that I could experience it, learn from it, and then understand, you know, what comes with it. And you know, that's just the cost of
it. It is so true. Like, we, like, for a young guy.
No shade to John Smith, by the way, if that's a good person.
I was like, what John Smith?
Right, John Smith out there who might like me, being like, what the heck?
I'm going to tag at John Smith. But for a young guy, like you think, it's kind of like when I've had these kind of, like, if you, when you're drafted, like, say you're drafted first overall in the draft. Like, all right, here we go. Mickey Moniak, first overall pick,
yeah,
2016. And everyone, I don't think he maybe had to deal with the same stuff, but everybody has to deal with something along the way.
Yeah.
And, like, even for you, in April, you talk, hey, they're pitching me different, right? Okay, so you have to deal with that. Yeah. Then you have to deal with the injury. Then you have to deal with the stuff you just talked about. Yeah. And all of it. But ultimately, when you come back and you hit home runs, you're going to remember that as... I'm building it up now, but it's gonna make you better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's what I think anyway.
Yeah,
it sucks. I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie to you. If you say, hey, this fucking isn't true.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
Yeah.
And so, like, any human being would be like, why? What?
Yeah.
And then, but then you come out on the other side and say, okay, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I've learned again, like, things are just left, they're better left unsaid, and
yeah,
you're a player and you're an athlete, and I'm not the only person that deals with this, right? Like, a lot of us deal with it, and a lot of things are always said, and you know, that's part of it. That's what you accept when you are playing in front of all these people every single day, and failing and succeeding in front of so many people every single day. It's what comes with it, right? It's just the cost of doing business. And I think, you know, like, you know, it makes you just appreciate playing baseball.
And yeah, it's
for somebody like myself, who, when I play baseball, like, that's what gives me peace. And when I take the field, it's like nothing else matters. It makes you appreciate that, because in the end of the day, like, I'm not playing to prove these people wrong. I could care less about, you know, what people have to say about me. And you know, I hold myself to a certain standard, with, you know, within myself, my family, my beliefs, and with my teammates, and I try to do everything I can every single day to show up and be the best version of myself. And when I succeed or fail, and I leave the field knowing that I did everything leading up to put myself in the best position, like, I don't hang my head. So, but again, I think it's just being back here playing baseball is the biggest thing. And
must feel good. Must,
yeah.
Well, that's what I said to you. That's what I said to you about, like, to play baseball, to hit home runs, to do well. Okay, here we go again. Here we go.
Yeah. No, it felt great. I mean, just getting back out there, and like last week in Portland, and, you know, getting back out there with the guys, seeing some guys, and just, you know, feeling a part of a clubhouse again, and you know, being...
Are you in the big league clubhouse in Fort Myers?
Yeah, yeah.
Is anyone else in there?
Tristan was in there. Cotter was in there. Zach Kelly was in there a little bit.
Okay.
So,
wow, yeah, I mean, four guys.
You got to hang out with those guys, but definitely not the same feel when you're in a packed clubhouse. But and you appreciate those moments too.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I think that's another thing. You appreciate leaning on those guys and, like, getting through things together and celebrating wins down there together. You know, those guys were pumped for me to see me heading out, and I'll be the same way for them. And that's just, like, what it is. It's just a constant just effort to support each other, and we're a team in the end of the day. We all have the same goal. We all want to show up every day and be the best versions of ourselves, and give it all to all the people who support us every single day. And so when we have little wins, I think it's, you know, it's important to celebrate.
The last thing is, you didn't get a chance to experience the postseason. You must be excited. Like, through all this, through all the injury...
Yeah.
Like, the year, like, this is, it, you could have a, like, a really, really powerful memory of,
yeah,
of this. I mean, you must be super, this seems so stupid. You must be super excited.
Yeah.
Like, this is through, like, this makes it even better, like, yeah, in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, like when I got down there, we were in a different spot. And to see it turn around and to know that and, like, know that, you know, when I come back, it's going to look a little different is obviously super exciting. And again, that's what you play for, right? Like, whether you are hurt all year or healthy all year, like, if you ask anyone, they're just going to say, well, I want to be ready for the postseason. I want to win a World Series. And that goal doesn't change. So I think, for me, I'm just excited to be back, get to play some regular season baseball games before then. But, you know, regardless of it, it's the same kind of mentality that it was last year. When I hurt my oblique, it was like, how can I do anything possible to get back and play in the postseason? And to have that look more real this time around is obviously just all you could ask for as a player and as a competitor. I think, you know, what other situation would you rather be coming back to? I experienced the front half of the year that was obviously we weren't where we wanted to be and things weren't great, but and now it's flipped. So I'm excited to just go back and you know, see the guys and continue to play fun.
Well, if you weren't there, I was going to cancel Baseball's and Boring Night at Fenway Park if you weren't there.
But thank you.
That was the goal? That was the carrot?
That was on my calendar.
That was the carrot.
Making sure that I was healthy by then.
Yeah. Baseball's rewarding. It would have been a good one. I should have, like, actually, in hindsight, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But you achieved that. You're going to achieve that goal. And I appreciate you. Congratulations. And good job. And just remember, when you hit the home run in Game 7 of the World Series.
I'll be thinking of you.
All right.
That's right.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.